Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, Martin Horst. And tonight I have a very special guest, which I've been following for a couple of years now. His name is James Gilliland, and James is the founder of the Isetti Ranch, where UFO spotters over the whole world gather together, and where lectures are being brought to the public. And he's a scholar, a seer, and he has made some wonderful videos, and one of which is Contact Has Begun. Welcome to the show, James.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, it's just a wonderful work that you're doing, and I've been seeing your radio program also on BBS Radio, which you air every week. And I've been listening to your show as well, and it has been, in fact, inspiration for me to start my own show. So thank you for that.
Oh, great. You know, I think the more shows, the better. And I really totally support anybody to get out there with a voice and bring out this information.
Yes, indeed. What I did last year was interviewing people like Sheldon Neidl, people with a big name. The last time I tried to mix my show with people who have a big name like yourself and people who have ET contact but who are not so much on the foreground. So I try to get the stories out from the people that are low profile, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really good to do because I do the same thing. I try to support people, you know, especially women in getting out, you know, and having a voice because, you know, their voices have been suppressed for so long. So, you know, there's a lot of women in the UFO field that, you know, are just not getting, you know, the pulpit or whatever to bring out their message as well. And, you know, it is, especially when you're dealing with the more spiritually and technologically advanced beings, they're much more loving, much more benevolent, and you have to be a lot more sensitive to actually contact them and work with them.
Yes, I agree with you, and I had some interesting women indeed on the show. A woman from Italy, her name is Alessandra Fada, and Mercedes Kirkel, and some others. And it's really very inspiring to be sensitive to what people are saying, because it's often about energies. And my idea about contact being possible on a large scale is that as a human collective, our energy should be on a certain level that is acceptable for the benevolent ETs.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, right now. The message we're getting, you know, from the ultra-dimensionals and the higher-dimensional beings is they're saying it's really imperative right now that people, you know, make their own personal connection with Source, you know, whatever you want to call it, God, Creator, Spirit, you know, everybody has a different name for it. But at the same time, to establish their own inner guidance and to release the past. The past is really holding us back from, you know, increasing our frequencies and our vibrations so we can rise to the occasion and make contact with these, you know, highly advanced beings.
Yes, yes, indeed, James. I agree with you. I would like to ask you a question. What is your thought about disclosure? Because at some point, the presence of ETs has to be made public. But my idea is that the ETs will do it themselves. And I have not really the idea that any president or any political leader, because politics are very divided, is able to announce their presence. So I think they will do it themselves. But what's your idea about it?
I have the same idea, basically. I think disclosure is going to come from the skies. It's happening on a regular basis. It's increasing exponentially. You know, the people move the politicians. When enough people say, hey, come on, knock it off. We know what's going on. They did a Time CNN poll back in the 90s where I think it was 86% of the people said that they do believe in UFOs and that there is a government cover-up. So when you're looking at numbers like 86%, we have to ask ourselves, who are the politicians and who do they serve by continuing, you know, in this cover-up? And, you know, and anybody in the know in any high position that's not been held out of the loop is very aware that we've been having contact since the beginning of man. You know, ETs have been coming and going on the planet, and you know, the evidence is out there. The sightings are increasing exponentially, and they're having fleets flying over whole cities. Seems to be on a regular basis now.
Yes, absolutely, James. And I just heard a message from a news website in England. They also did a research on a kind of poll on the public, and it seems that more people in England believe in UFOs than that they believe in God.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same thing. So,
you know, if God's omnipresent, they're part of that unified field. You know, they're just pulling off a little bit more of it than we are, and a little more awake, you might say. But you know, it's all one, and we're all in this huge consciousness or whatever, this unified field together. And these beings are just a little further along and have more access to more of that field.
Truly so, truly so. James, with the Mayan calendar ending on December 21st, I always have had a feeling the last couple of years that with the ascension date of, or you know, the alignment with the galactic central sun on 21st yeah. December, I have the feeling that disclosure has to happen before December 21st. But that's just a feeling. But what's your idea about it?
You know, it's tricky. It to me, disclosure has already happened. It's happening everywhere for anybody who really wants to look into the matter and actually have their own experience. We've had thousands of people come up to the ranch, you know, and we've had Triple P chief Boeing engineers, Air Force base commanders, and air traffic controllers, all of these people coming to the ranch and testifying that the ships are here and they're there. And, you know, it's gone out over coast to coast a few times, you know, with their 15 or 20 man listeners. And Fox News has come out. Danny Dyer over there in England did a special here. Robbie Williams, you know, who's the UK pop star over there, has been here. So, I mean, there's been a lot of disclosure happening already, but there's always those just with the closed mind that are, you know, they just might be into scientism or some other religion or whatever that just won't allow them, you know, to look up and see the obvious or open their minds and their hearts to what's, you know, been going on for a long time. There's always going to be that element. So it's tough, you know, when you talk about disclosure. There's always those that'll never accept disclosure, and I think too, if we're waiting for the government to disclose, what they're going to disclose is another story, because it's going to be disclosed to fit their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, in fact, I'm waiting for somehow, because I understood from various sources that the benevolent ETs have the technology to break into our television channels and radio stations that are airing on FM frequency, and are able to lock into it and broadcast their own message and say, hello, we are here, we love you, we come from different star systems, and we are here to help.
Yeah, I think the only reason they did that once, I guess, over in England in the past, and created quite an uproar. But I know the benevolent ones don't want to push their reality or their truth on anybody. They're in full service mode, and they don't want to trespass on free will. And when enough people put out the intention saying, hey, you know, we want to join the rest of the universe in peace, we want to reunite with the star nations or the greater family of man, that's when you're going to see things happening. And that's what's up to us down here, the ground crew, is to get that message out and let people know that's a potential, that's a possibility, if enough of us set the intent and open up to some real divine intervention here, because we're going to be needing it.
Oh, yes, we're going to be needed so much, yes. And then there's an event that at some point there will be first contact, you know, the landings. But I always had the idea that disclosure needs to precede the first contact mission, because when the landings occur, we'll really make contact and they will really be here en masse. How do you see that happen, James?
Well, I think one of the main problems is that for the landing to occur, we have to rise to the occasion and we have to greet them in peace. And right now, the way we greet most of the ETs is with aggression. We send our best hardware up there we have and go after them and, you know, try to shoot them down and back engineer their technology for war industry, you know, programs and things like that. And as long as there's a lot of people out there with that mindset, and those are the guys running the show, that program has to come to an end for any kind of a mass landing or anything. You know, they don't want to deal with people that want to worship them or want to grab their guns or things of that nature. That's just not, not that's not part of their agenda or anything. They're, again, they're extremely advanced beings. They're in full service mode. You know, they see the Creator in all creation and us as part of creation that needs some help right now to get through some severe challenges. So that's the main, that's the basic mindset within the majority of them. So, you know, I just don't see until we have a full stand down and something set into place where we're not going to be, they're not going to be interfered with or met with aggression or anything else. I don't see that happening. I just see them continuously contacting people, working with people, you know, using their advanced technology to take people up on the ships now and then, and working with people that have risen to the occasion, that have set the intent for this. And on a soul recognition, there's a lot of people that are more ET in their soul than they're from Earth, and those people are being contacted as well.
Yeah, truly so. In 2007 or 2008, I think, I purchased your DVD via the internet, via eseti.org. Contact has begun, and I've watched it and I've shown it to other friends. And it's really interesting what you say there, because I think I remember that you have had encounters with Pleiadians.
Yes. That's pretty constant. Actually, I was just talking with one this morning, telepathically, and, you know, she was giving me some information with the meetings coming up. But, you know, that's pretty much on a regular basis, the contact. There's Pleiadians, there's the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, and a lot of spiritual masters, too, are all tied into this and working together. So that kind of communication is ongoing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, you're really a blessed person, James, for the work that you're doing, your radio show and other things, and the documentaries that you make and your blogs, and of course the people that you welcome on the Eseti Ranch. Now, would you maybe tell the listeners a bit about Eseti Ranch and what's going on there?
Yes, you know, although, you know, this is a blessing to have this connection, you know, and even the near-death experience that opened it up for me was a major blessing. But at the same time, it can also be a curse. So, you know, a lot of people think we just hang out and meditate and talk to high beings and run around all blissed out at the ranch. But, you know, it's work. It's a working ranch. There's a lot of work there. There's a lot of challenges there. Recently, I just had a court case dismissed where, you know, they would have loved to throw me in jail for a year just for basic nonsense, where, like, code compliance things, where they're trying to shut the ranch down. And they never had an agenda to work with us. And, you know, we paid for everything, paid for all the permits, paid for even the fines, everything. Said, okay, let's go forward with this. What do you need? What do we need? And there was never an agenda at all to work with us. It was always an agenda to shut us down. And it got to the point where we had to go to court 9 times, and you know, 2 or 3 judges got dismissed, and we went through a couple of prosecuting attorneys, and it was quite a challenge. So that's all finally been dismissed, and that's behind us, and we're going forward again. But, you know, I just want to let people know that, you know, if you make contact and you connect with these beings, it doesn't mean your life's going to be rosy and perfect from then on out. It actually gets more challenging.
I didn't know that, James, but I can tell you I've been in prison because I have put mainstream media under pressure to do disclosure, and that they didn't thank me for that. So, but I see what you mean. The powers that are or be or were, you know, they are not happy with us and what we do. So I didn't know that this stuff was going on at the ranch, but I'm happy it's behind you now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big breath of fresh air right now because with that behind us, we can put more energy forward. And basically that's what a lot of these things are, just to distract you and divert your energies in a different direction.
But, yes, James.
But anyway, I feel really good. The powers that were are on their way out. There's so much energy coming into the planet now. There's so many different beings assisting in this process, you know, with the grid consciousness grid and the energy grid that, you know, with the alignment with galactic plane and all these other things, it's pretty undeniable now. Now, anybody that's paying any attention at all realizes that, you know, big changes are coming and journey is coming to a close.
Yes, indeed. It's feeling like the last run before the deadline is going to be tough for all of us. But once we are there, we're going to sigh from relief.
Did you notice this last weekend? A huge energy shift happened. And, you know, we were told, I was meditating, and Babaji came in and said, you know, do an event, you know, and a big gathering, earth healing and reunion gathering to, you know, reunion with the galactic family. So we did. We held it this last weekend. And the energy that came in was so intense. And there's the ranch is on a portal. It's like an acupuncture point that affects the whole planet. So there was so much golden light and bliss energy coming in. It was just overwhelming. And we're still recovering from it because there wasn't so much energy coming in. But are you there?
I was meditating on... Yes, I'm here. I was meditating on Sunday, yes, on the 21st.
Yeah, and then I realized that there was about four or five other major global healing events going on at the same time. So, it, you know, people that are tapping in are just getting the time, you know, when to do this, when to do that, and unifying and coming together. So I think the more we do that, the more we can totally steer this planet, you know, on the upward spiral in evolution.
Yes, indeed, James. I felt very strong energies coming in on Sunday. But in fact, I still feel them. And sometimes it's a bit uncomfortable to deal with those energies because I feel they're still coming in. Even today, this afternoon, I felt some very intense energies.
Yeah, we're also, it's a combination of things. One, you know, sometimes there's planetary alignments, you know, along with a full moon. And then we have a massive solar flare or something at the same time. And you combine all that energy together coming into the planet, and it creates intense changes. It affects the bioelectric fields around the human body. People get lethargic and tired, and sometimes there's emotional outbursts. You know, they get irritated on the high peak when the energy comes in. So there's so many different things going on that are lifting us out of this old program that. It's hard to pin down any one thing, but it seems like it's all working together in this orchestrated event, you know, that's exponential and it's just growing as we speak.
Yes, I agree. And this energy increase is going to continue, I think, after December 21st, because I think when we enter the galactic plane, there's still going to be fifth dimensional energy that is going to change the surface world for humanity.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's the sun is putting out different elements right now, and it's also doing a it's changing, you know, the carbon element here. You know, it's like kind of forgot. I think we're going to. With the carbon 12, I can't remember what we're shifting to.
Yeah, 12 strands of DNA in a crystalline body.
Yeah, all these things are happening right now. So we're definitely going through some event changes, and we're getting a lot of help on high, but again, we have to initiate that help and attune to it and basically start behaving ourselves and start being kind to each other and the planet.
Yes. I think that forgiveness is a great good, and to look your neighbor in the eye and say, "Hello there, I'm another you, and we are just coming from the source, all of us." And I try to do that, and sometimes it's difficult, but I try to be in a calm mode and not to go too much in discussion with somebody, whether I'm right or he is right. It doesn't matter. I try to be loving, and as I say, it's not always easy, but it is the only thing we can do to allow this love pouring in on the planet, so that we can be ready for ascension and contact.
Yeah, we had part of the event this weekend was a forgiveness ceremony where people could actually really tune in and release the past, and we really cleared up, you know, a lot of things personally and with the ranch and also on a higher level as well. But forgiveness is so important. You know, there's different levels of forgiveness that if you start mastering judgment, there's not a lot to forgive. You know, if you just stay out of judgment is mm-hmm. one thing. And nobody knows what another soul needs for completion in their life. And they might already be, you know, total masters, but they just have one issue to work out or something. And they might, you know, they may look like a real dunce while they're working out that one issue. So it is important to realize that we can't really judge in a lot of these situations. There are times we need to set boundaries and say, you know, this doesn't work for me if people are trespassing on you and your space, whatever. But,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And it's difficult to do that for many people, to set boundaries and to say, okay, this isn't working for me, or until here and no further. You know, for me, that's always been difficult, but I think for many people.
I'm still learning that lesson because people tell me that, you think, I don't know what's wrong with you. People have 12 strikes before they're out, you know, and they said, I would have thrown them out a long time ago, or things like that, you know, and I go, well, I don't want to give up on somebody. I want to, you know, and it's not really affecting me. Even though the energy is directed at me or things like that, I just said, even though they are throwing all kinds of darts or whatever at me, it's just like, I understand, you know, I've walked their shoes. I understand their pain. I know they're in their pain body. And
yes. And
so I don't want to give up on them. But after a while, there comes a time where you just have to say, okay, this, enough, this is disrupting everything. It's disrupting the energy everywhere. This isn't good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for the cause and where we're trying to go here. And then you do have to set a boundary or remove yourself from those situations. I think there's a lot of self-authority issues that we're all having to deal with and in the days to come, especially when we have people that, you know, have a sense of entitlement, or they have they believe the world owes them something, or they want to trespass on everybody else to have their needs met. And a lot of those needs are just trying to fill voids from childhood issues that they never got when they were children. So it's tough, you know. It's a tricky time right now to really become the observer and go within and look at, you know, what you come from is, you know, where you're coming from, what's your intention, and take it back to that. Say, is this in love? Is this in service? Is this highest and best good for everyone? And get real clear with yourself. Be brutally honest, because your ego will always trick you and try to keep you in a victim mode, or you need to win or need to be right or whatever. But that's one of the biggest challenges, I think, the whole planet is going through right now.
Yes, I see that all around me, and I'm struggling myself. It is, you know, and
every day.
Sorry, James?
I said, I forgive you. I was just laughing.
Well, then about the ranch, you know, I see what you're doing, and I recognize in you a sensitive being like myself, and I'm just amazed and in awe at what you do, because about what we just spoke about, it's not easy to do those things. So I think to give
you
a compliment,
you know,
it's really cool.
I find out, it is really easy if you can just train yourself to get out of the way and mm-hmm. and what I do is I tell people when they come to the conference and everything, I just tell them right up front, I'm not your guru. You know, I have no authority in your life. And, you know, I'm not going to live up to your expectations and everything else. And I said, I'm nobody. You know, but I do have some things to share with you so you can find your own nobody. And when you become empty and become nobody, there's nobody to defend and there's nothing to measure up to. And you get out of the way and you just let spirit come through and you'd be surprised at what happens. And then the trick is after it happens, don't say, I did that. You know, your ego jumps and goes, I did that. You know,
yeah.
look how wise I am. You know, look how powerful
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I see you know, what you so, mean. Yeah,
and well, that's a real kicker. You know, we can drop the altered ego on one level and then put it up a notch into a spiritual ego, and we have to drop that one as well, you know, to really
yes.
get in that space where we're totally tapped in and flowing.
I see that people with a spiritual ego or spiritual ego in general is in fact a larger problem than a normal ego. Because what you see sometimes on websites, you know, there are several websites on the internet that deal with galactic news and disclosure and first contact and angel readings, etc. But sometimes you see that there's jealousy or somehow they try to beat each other. But I think when I see that, it's not about competition. Let's all work together and bring the news out, and you know, that's sometimes discouraging for me to see that things happen.
Yeah, I have to deal with that on a regular basis, and actually I'm dealing with it now with certain events. But you know, there comes a time when you come out with outlandish claims and things like that, and you give dates and times and tell people events are going to happen. You know, when they don't happen, then you got to be brutally honest with yourself and say, well, wait a second, where did that information come from? Was that my own desires? You know, my own alter ego or something? Was that from the astral level, a low level contact or whatever? It might be coming from a low level ET as well. So, you know, we have to be brutally honest with ourselves, and when we do make a mistake, just say, hey, this is what I was feeling or what I was giving. I shared it with the best of my ability, but, you know, obviously it was an error, and so I need to back up and reevaluate my connection
that's a strong point. When you make a mistake and to admit it to the public, that's a sign of strength, I think.
Yeah.
That's a sign of strength when you can do that. Yeah.
Exactly, and I think that's so important right now because it is the field, especially ufology. It's filled with disinformation. People, they like to create chaos, you know, in the field, and get people fighting with each other, and especially the guys that are coming out and go, I have inside information that this is going to happen, and then they get set up, you know, by the insiders, and they fall for it every time because they want to be famous. They want to have that news flash, you know, that's going to put them on top, and they get set up all the time. And so you got to get away from that need to be famous or need for acceptance and approval outside of yourself. Have no attachment whatsoever to the message, and really use discernment when these messages come in and double and triple check them. And if you have a really good connection with a really high being, you know, run it by them every time and say, hey, what does this feel like to you, you know, and trust in that.
Yes, indeed, James, I see what you mean. And what I can also tell is that it's dangerous to give dates for events to happen. And when they don't happen, a lot of people are disappointed. But you were speaking about people that want to be famous, and you of course are famous, and I am with my radio show, but we are not doing it to be famous. I'm doing this show, and the sole purpose for the show is to bring out the news and to help the public to be informed and to be conscious of what's going on. And
exactly.
Therefore, I Yes, yes, that's what we are doing. And it's not about me. And I'm just a messenger. I'm just a conveyor of information. And as so are you. So, but
it's
I think
really important to keep that focus and keep that intent, you know, and forgive yourself if you make a mistake now and then, you know, it's no big deal. But always go back to that center. Look, I'm here for service. I'm doing all I can to you know, help people get through these changes. And, you know, that's my main focus. And just, you know, be careful of you know, gifts, you know, sometimes. Because, you know, a lot of times gifts and even big donations and things like that are not all what they're cracked up to be. And you know, even the movie Contact Has Begun, I turned down two or three offers and had some really big checks, you know, in the hundreds of thousands to do that movie. But they wanted to alter it and butcher it, and I had no rights, you know. They were going to just do whatever they wanted to it, make it a suspenseful, you know, crazy, warring, you know, thing, and that's not what it's about. So, you know, I finally went with these other guys, and I was never paid anything for the movie, but the message was much more important. So I went with the right people to get the movie done and get it out there, and to me that was much more important than the fame and the big checks and all the other things that could have come with it.
Well, very well done, James. Because I've watched the DVD several times, and I think your honesty and your I'm looking for the right word, nobility, is showing, is touching people, because it's a personal story. And when you blow up a story and make it commercial, you know, maybe for wider audience, but then the essence of the message is gone.
Yeah, we tried to just get a very clear message out and give people some hope that there is help. And let them know that, you know, there are changes, social, economic, and physical earth changes coming up, but it's a renewal thing, and the earth has to do it to renew herself so she can continue to be the platform for life, you know,
yes,
supporting us. But, you know, as long as we continue in an unsustainable economy and a consciousness and continue doing what we've been doing to the planet, especially the water and the air, you know, that something has to happen, because, you know, basically it doesn't matter, you know, if you've got your Porsche and you've got your big house and you've got everything else, if the environment collapses, you know, it's game over. You can't eat your castle, you know, and you can't eat your car, and all your outer appearances don't matter. You're just back to, you know, you're back to basics. And
mm-hmm.
And I think when you get back to basics and you simplify your life is when people are the most happy.
Yes. James, do you see that there will be a kind of point in the future where Mother Earth says, okay, it's enough, people. You have abused me enough, like a turning point, or like maybe the ETs can do something by divine decree, maybe to interfere or anything. Will there come a point where change will happen if we don't do it ourselves?
I think we're going to be seeing that over the next couple of months, you know, basically. I think coming into Galactic Plane, you know, as you're saying, December 21st is the peak. But on both sides of that peak, you're going to have a lot of changes happening. I don't know how much divine intervention we're going to get. I don't know how much we've actually earned, to be honest with you, considering the fact that we're still operating business as usual. And
mm-hmm.
we've had all the technologies to clean up our water and our air, and you know, we have fuelless technologies and anti-gravity, counter-gravity. All of these technologies are here on the planet right now, but the people are going to have to rise up and demand it. stop, you know, voting according to their paycheck, or, you know, we've got to get rid of this one-party system we have now, and, you know, with two corporate puppets acting, you know, giving us the illusion that we have a choice. You know, it's got to go back to the people, and the people need to educate themselves as to what's going on. And I think people are good in their souls, that almost everybody, if they had a choice or an option, would choose the one that's best for themselves, their family, their greater family and the planet. But, you know, we have to really bring those options up and let people know they do have a choice and that there's other ways of doing things.
Of course, I feel a dilemma going on. I see that corporate greed is dictating us how to live and what to buy and what energy to use. But I would like to see that change is possible. And, is it necessary to let the politicians and the world leaders realize this? Or is there another way around to get this change done?
You know, to me, it's like, I feel like just withdrawing your energy completely out of those archaic systems, this draconian program we have going on, people need to wake up and just withdraw. I mean, I don't know how dark it needs to get before people figure it out, you know, before you're having to, you know, smash the head of your neighbor and your own family or turn them in or whatever. Gotten to that point almost, but I, you know, I don't know how far it has to go to where people just, there's a global uprising, and we're seeing that in all these other countries right now. We're seeing major global uprising, and people are being tired of being enslaved through dependency. They're tired of the manufactured lack that they're having to deal with now, and you know, all of these programs that are going on, you know, people are seeing through them and refusing to participate. So, you know, Iceland, I think, Iceland should get a Nobel Prize for throwing out the banksters completely and starting up their own system.
And definitely not the European Union.
Yeah. And you know, Spain is right behind them, and there's so many different, Ireland, all these different countries are saying enough. We're not going to do this austerity program. We're not going to live in slavery or lack, so you guys can live fat on the hog. You know, we're going to take our power back, and I think that's happening all over the planet right now. And eventually, it's definitely going to come to America. It's already here. It just needs a few matches to be thrown on it.
Yes, I must say that the Netherlands look very much like the United States concerning the changes, because the changes started in less wealthy countries like Spain and Iceland. It's really weird to see how many things the Netherlands have in common with the United States.
I think what's interesting is, you know, the United States, our whole country was founded on freedom. And, you know, where everybody's a king in their own castle, you might say, you know, it's a republic, basically. But you would think the one that was supposed to be a beacon and a light to all the other countries would be the one that was going to step up, you know, for individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, and, you know, working together for the highest good. And, you know, if you want having those, you know, operating under universal law, or the higher law. But we're the last ones now, which is very sad. We seem to be the last ones to wake up and step up to the plate.
I think that's
coming to a close here real quick, because when America does wake up, the rest of the world is going to go with it.
Yes. But the Netherlands are, in fact, there were also a country where freedom was proclaimed for women back in the beginning of the 20th century, and Holland had to play a big part in freedom of many things and many laws. But now we are also one of the last ones. and it's the Netherlands has many spiritual people. Many people are waking up in the Netherlands. But the political system in the Netherlands and in the United States, they are the last systems to admit the changes that are happening.
Yeah, there's a, you know, basically we have a corporate sponsored media, and their program is to keep the status quo going uninterrupted. And people are realizing that. I mean, they've done surveys, and it's in the 97% of the people that don't believe the media is telling them the truth at all. So, you know, people are waking up to that, and they're looking for alternative medias, you know, such as shows like these and other things to find out what's really going on. But, you know, yeah, I think it's, I think people are waking up and realizing that you're not going to really hear the truth without spin on it through any of the corporate media. It's going to have to come through alternative means.
Yes, sure. You know, James, I think I heard it on your show 1.5 years ago. I think it was you who said that when you look at Western countries' budget, what they spend on yearly, many people would say it's on defense systems, on war, or on taxes, or on education, or medicine. But none of this is true. The money most spent in United States and in Western countries is to maintain the status quo. Mm-hmm. And very few people will know this.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when you do look at how it's spent, and especially, you know, the fat cats, you might say, that are holding political offices and positions of power, and how the wealth is distributed in those directions versus, you know, where it could be going. And if you just took the war industry itself and those and that money and reverse that, turn that back to the people, you know, service, you know, everybody would have a beautiful home. We'd have beautiful cars. We'd have incredible health care programs. We would be living in utopia, but it is, you know, there is an enslavement through dependency, a manufactured lack that's heavily entrenched in place, and that separation game, you know, that's going on is going to fall because it doesn't align with unity consciousness, and that huge wave of energy coming through is going to take out the tyrants and take out the structures and their infrastructures that are no longer in service to humanity here.
Yes, indeed. And I'm waiting for that day to happen, you know. But it's close. I feel it's close.
Yeah, we're in it right now. I mean, it's being dismantled as we speak. And I've been watching that all around me. And I'm just seeing this huge upsurge of all of these new technologies and just amazing things opening up. So, you know, I think healing technologies, fuel of energy, all of these things are going to come forward. I be stopped. And I've just seen some really brave souls out there on the forefront of this. And I know it exists because I've held it in my hands. I've seen these technologies. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't, you know, fuel your whole house and your car and your vehicle and everything else on something you could hold in your hand, you know, that size, and it's totally fuelless. So, you know, that technology is here today, and it's time to get that out and start restoring the environment. And, you know, I think those two things, if we did that, would really turn the cycle here.
Yes, it will be so beautiful when we can all live in harmony and peace, clean energy, traveling stars, meeting our star brothers and sisters, like when the Earth is becoming a star nation. And
yeah, that's my vision.
I must tell you, James, that my greatest desire and wish is for this reality to unfold.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. What was that again?
Well, my greatest wish that and the greatest desire that I have is for this reality of this new Earth to unfold.
Oh, yeah. definitely. I think almost all of us in our heart of hearts desire this. A lot of people don't have kind of given up and don't think it's possible, but it's definitely possible, and it is coming. You can't deny it anymore. It's just how much resistance are we going to give it, and I don't think it's optional. It's coming. There's no way of stopping it. It's just that who's going to be there depends on the choices we make and how much we resist these new energies.
Yes. James, may I ask you a question? We have 6 minutes left for the show, and I would like to give you the opportunity to share with the public anything important that you would like to convey to us, that we can do, or any advice, or your vision, just inspirational words. I would like you to fill up the last 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, the main thing, the message they give me over and over is they tell us to release the past and to focus on healing as first priority. Those are the two main messages. But they're also talking a lot about some major changes that are coming, on every level, not just social and economic, but earth changes as well. And that everybody needs to pay attention to where they live, pay attention to where their water is coming from. Do they have access to fresh water? What's in your water? And make sure it's not full of toxins and fluoride and all these other things. And, where your food is coming from. To get really in touch with nature right now, because she's on the move and she's going to keep moving and changing and, cleaning herself up. But at the same time, we have to make our own spiritual connection as well with Source. And one of the masters, Babaji, always tells me it's time to lovingly and joyously prepare. And not just on one level, on every level. And realize we're all eternal. Even if some do check out in this process, that we'll be back, and everything's connected. We have to just get away from that separation game and don't grieve, when people come and go. And realize that's all personal choice. And having my own near-death experience and a couple of times, I realized that, there's awesome things awaiting us. And both here back on Earth, after the healing, and on the other side as well. So there's really nothing to fear. And just know you're eternal and you're not being judged, and you've always got a second chance to change your program.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. If I listen to your words, then I realize how beautiful it's going to be for all of us.
Yeah, they've been really giving us hope and saying, hey, it's worth sticking around for. You're going to have some challenges and things between now and then, but, can you imagine a whole planet living in harmony, connected to the greater family of man, you reuniting with the star nations, and just technology beyond your wildest dreams, and just people walking around all blissed out. That's where we're headed, and it's going to be worth going through the trials and tribulations or whatever to get to the other side, because it's just going to be awesome.
Yes, James, it's going to be awesome. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And the hour passed really quickly. We have covered a lot of subjects, in fact. And it's just wonderful. And I hope that when I'm able, I can visit you with some people on the Ascendancy Ranch.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to have you come on out.
Yes. Have you ever had visitors from Holland before, or from Europe?
We've had people from all over the world on a regular basis. There's always a pretty big mix of people coming to the ranch, and I can't think of anywhere we haven't had people from.
That's amazing. Well, James, I wish you all of the best at the ranch, and keep doing what you're doing with a lot of inspiration and love. And I was very honored and happy to have you on the show, and I hope we can stay in touch with each other.
All right, yeah, let's stay in touch and keep up the great work. Anything I can do to help you with your program, just let me know.
Yeah, well, if you know some people that I could interview on my show, you're welcome to give me some names and contact details so that I can have somebody every week.
I'll do that.
Okay, well, love and blessings to you, James.
All right, bless you. Have a great day.
Have a great day, James. Bye-bye.